Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Peah Perek Ches Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnayos are being learned with Chutz Reb Shlomo Zalman Zagosa Mar Siyat V'Chol Yetzach Alatzeim. They should be benched with Asach Hatzloch and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And before we begin Mishnah Beis, let's remember two things. As we mentioned previously, a number of times Matnas Anim, such as Leket, Shicha, and Peah, are Pater from Maestros. Number two, Amaratzim are not trusted to take off Maestros from their produce, and even if they claim they did, we don't believe them. So Mishnah Beis tells us that there are a number of scenarios that we are going to believe the Anim, that what they have is something that's Pater from Meiser, not that they took off Meiser, but it's something that was always Pater and Meiser. Mishnah Beis tells us that we do believe them, that which they have is Leket, Shecha, and Peah, and therefore it was always Pater from Meiser. That's only B'Shaitan. If it's the time that they're collecting Leket, Shecha, and Peah, it's the time of the harvest, it's the time that the Aniyim are able to get Leket, Shecha, and Peah, so then we trust them that this is Leket, Shecha, and Peah. Another time we're going to trust them is Val Meiser Ani B'Chal Shnasai. The entire year that we give Meiser Ani, which is the third year of the Shemitah cycle and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, we're going to believe them that this is Meiser Ani, because it makes sense that they have Meiser Ani. If it's Meiser Ani, it's Pater for Meiser. And also, Uben Levi Neman La'olam, a Ben Levi, an Am Aretz who's a Levi, we always believe him that which he has in his hands is Meiser Rishon that he received, and that he had taken off Trumas Meiser. We know that once a Levi receives Meiser, he has to take off a tenth of that, give it to the Kayin, that's called Trumas Meiser. And the reason why we do believe in Am Aretz for that is because an Am Aretz is believed to give off Truma. We just don't trust him that he gave Meiser, but Truma, all Amaratzim are trusted to take off Truma. So this Am Aretz Levi is trusted to say that this is Meiser Rishain and that he took off the Trumas Meiser. However, the Mishnah concludes, they're not believed unless it's something that this is the normal minhag. And that's a very cryptic statement. To understand that, let's move over to Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel tells us, we're only going to believe in Ani to say that this chitim, this wheat that he has, is Matnes Aniyim, and therefore it's Pater from Meiser. But we're not going to believe him to say that the flour that he has or the bread that he has is Matnes Aniyim. It was given to him, let's say, as Meiser Ani, and therefore it's Pater for Meiser. That's because, as the previous Mishnah ended off, this is not something that people are noyig to do. This is not the custom. People don't take grain, grind it into flour, and then give that as Matnas Aniyim. They give regular plain old grain, and they expect the Ani to grind it up. So if this Ani says, this flour that I have, or this bread that I have, it was given to me as Matnas Aniyim, we don't trust him. Another thing he's believed with, Namanim al Sa'ira Shal Iris, he's believed regarding rice, if it still has the Sa'ira, meaning it still has the hull, it's still in its stalk, he's believed that rice was given to him as Matnas Aniyim. But Ve'ein Amanim Olav, he's not believed to say that the plain old rice that he has, like the rice that you get from the store, if he has a bunch of that, he's not believed to say that this was given to him as Matnas Aniyim, Bein Chai Bein Mevoshel, whether it was raw or cooked. That's because people don't give already processed rice as Matnas Aniyim. Another thing, Namanim Al Apoil, we believe him regarding whole beans that he has, Ve'ein Amanim Al Grisin, we don't believe him regarding crushed or ground beans that he has, Loi Chaim Loi Mushalim, it doesn't make a difference if they're raw or cooked, we're not going to believe him that he got as Matnas Aniyim if they're crushed and ground. And one last case in this Mishnah, Nemanim al Hashemen, Loimer Shal Meiser Anihu, he is believed regarding oil that he has to say that this is Meiser Ani oil, because it was fairly normal that people would give oil as Matnas Aniyim, not just the olives themselves. However, if it ain't Nemanim olive, he's not believed regarding this oil, Loimer to say, Shal Zese Nikafu, that these are from beaten olives. What exactly are beaten olives? So the Aniyim would go through the field with a stick and they would hit the olive tree, and any olives that were left on the tree would fall down and they would collect those. The reason why he's not believed is because there's never enough olives on the tree to produce oil, so we don't trust him that this oil is from those olives. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dal and Mishnah Hay. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.